Alright folks, buckle up because today we're diving into something that plagues us all procrastination. Ever feel like you've got a to-do list longer than your arm, yet somehow find yourself scrolling through social media or rearranging your spice rack? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can conquer this beast with some serious stoic mindset shifts. Trust me on this one, it's not about willpower alone, it's about strategy and perspective. Think of it like this. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Those tasks piling up aren't going anywhere, but constantly running around in circles just adds unnecessary stress. This podcast is all about finding the calm in the chaos, and today, we're using stoicism to slay procrastination. Now, I know what you're thinking, stoicism isn't that all about being emotionless, not a chance. It's actually about harnessing your emotions, understanding them, and using them as fuel for action, not procrastination. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help us kick procrastination to the curb. First up, identify your distractions. What are those little gremlins whispering in your ear, pulling you away from the important stuff? Social media, email notifications, that unfinished puzzle on the coffee table, we've all got our guilty pleasures. Once you know what's distracting you, you can start to minimize those temptations. Maybe it's turning off notifications, using website blockers, or even just designating a specific time for checking emails and social media. Number 2. Prioritize like a pro. Not all tasks are created equal. Some are urgent, some are important, and some are just plain fun. Think of it like sorting your laundry. You wouldn't try to fold the delicates before tackling those muddy jeans, right? Same goes for your work. Use a system that works for you. Maybe it's the Eisenhower Matrix, where you categorize tasks by urgency and importance, or simply listing them out from most important to least. Thirdly, break it down. Big projects can feel overwhelming, like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. But remember, even Everest was conquered one step at a time. Divide those daunting tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. It's way less intimidating to tackle write introduction and write entire dissertation, isn't it? 4. Schedule your focus. Think of your day like a pie chart. How much of that pie are you dedicating to the things that truly matter? Lock out specific time slots for deep work, free from distractions. And remember, we're not talking about working non-stop until you burn out. Schedule in breaks, walks, and even some guilt-free scrolling, it's all about balance. Finally, embrace imperfection. The perfectionist trap is a major procrastination culprit. Waiting for the perfect moment or striving for flawless results often leads to paralysis. Remember, done is better than perfect. Give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and move forward. Let's say you have that big presentation coming up. Instead of staring at your notes in fear, imagine this. You've broken the presentation down into sections. You've scheduled dedicated time for researching, outlining, and crafting each part. During those focus blocks, you're minimizing distractions, phone on silent, notifications off, email ignore. You even reward yourself with a quick walk or a cup of coffee after each section is completed. And hey, if your slides aren't perfect, that's okay. You've poured your knowledge and effort into it, and that's what matters. So there you have it, folks, 5 stoic strategies to conquer procrastination. It's not about magic tricks or overnight transformations, it's about building habits, cultivating discipline, and finding clarity amidst the chaos. Remember progress over perfection. Take those first steps today. Share this episode with someone who needs a little nudge in the right direction. And join the conversation on social media. Let me know what your biggest procrastination challenges are and how these strategies are working for you. See you on the next episode of Calm Over Chaos, where we'll continue exploring the power of stoicism to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.